This is Retire at Peace with Gerald G. Ginwright from Mainstream Financial Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Gerald provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retire at Peace with Gerald G. Ginwright.
Hello and welcome back to Retire at Peace. This is Gerald G. Ginwright with Mainstream Financial Group. If you would like more information about what you hear on today's show, give us a call at 888-324-0589. Or visit us online at retireatpeacepodcast.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and subscribe to the program on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or Amazon Music. We all know the expression, save for a rainy day. It simply means having access to enough money to see you through inevitable financial rainstorms. As I like to tell my clients, you can't stop the rain, but you can stay dry. It's what I call rainy day protection. Preparing for rainy days is particularly important as you age and storm clouds in the form of illness and the rising cost of health care begin to build. During today's show, we're going to discuss how you can prepare yourself and your finances for those rainy days that we all experience from time to time. When discussing rainy day protection with my clients, one of the most important conversations points to long-term care cost. As we know, long-term care can be very expensive, but that doesn't mean your nest egg has to bear the burden of covering those costs. I walk my clients through different life insurance policies that include long-term care benefits. An insurance policy with long-term care benefits may provide you with the flexibility to do things you want to during retirement while spending less time fretting about saving enough money to address the possibility of requiring costly long-term care services in the future. Now, here's a pleasant plot twist. If you end up not needing long-term care services, your beneficiaries may be able to receive a tax-free death benefit. Now, that's a rainy day protection with true flexibility. An emergency fund is also an important part of the rainy day protection. Let's begin by noting some of the things you likely won't need to dip into your emergency fund for. If your house were to burn down, what a terrible thing that would be, but your homeowner's insurance would likely cover most of the cost. That's much the same with a fender bender. Even an expense out of your normal routine, like a long trip, would probably be taken out of your normal cash reserve rather than your emergency fund. So the question is, what should an emergency fund be for? In my experience, one of the most common reasons people dip into an emergency fund is for healthcare-related expenses. Other common reasons for dipping into an emergency fund may be something like a home repair, replacing an appliance, or perhaps helping a child or grandchild with an unexpected expense. Often, these are things you don't want to put on a credit card because of the interest or to dip into your checking or savings account for. When discussing rainy day protection with my clients, I'm often asked what happens to emergency fund money if you never spend it. Well, the obvious answer is the money can be directed to a beneficiary or beneficiaries of your choice, just as with many other assets. The other big emergency fund question I get is how the money can be placed in an account that provides both growth and safety, as well as accessibility. While it's true that it can be challenging to find growth in things like CDs and money markets, there are other options that can position you to enjoy growth without sacrificing accessibility, should you need it, or the opportunity to leave unspent money to your heirs. And that option is life insurance. For a one-time premium, there is no surrender charges or penalties, and the cash surrender value for at least the first several years, depending on the product, is going to be equal to or more than the original premium payment. That means if something does happen and you need the money, you can get it back. Depending on the option you choose, you may also be able to earn interest on the cash value, improving the possibility of growth. If you never need the money, it will go to your kids or other named beneficiaries. Because it's life insurance, the amount your beneficiaries would receive will be more than the original premium you paid, assuming you didn't take any distributions, and it will be tax-free. Also, if you need the coverage for long-term care or for a terminal illness, you can access the money from the policy in a lump sum. As with other financial products, life insurance probably isn't the best option for everyone. If you think life insurance may be a fit for your rainy day protection needs, I'd recommend sitting down with a financial services professional to weigh the pros and cons. When it comes to giving yourself rainy day protection, working to avoid common financial mistakes as much as possible is the next thing I want to address. An Investopedia article, Top 10 Most Common Financial Mistakes, caught my eye because it has some excellent insights into some of the mistakes I've seen often during my career. The article's first common mistake is spending too much money on things you don't really need. When I point out things to clients that they're spending a lot of money on and then ask them if it's something that they really need, they often always give an empathetic yes. But as we talk more about the empathetic yes, it often turns to a, well, I don't really need it. Take lunch for an example. If you're spending $50 a week on an afternoon bite, it's easy to think $50 isn't going to break your financial strategy. But let's think more broadly about the numbers. $50 a week is $200 per month. That really hits you a little bit differently, doesn't it? And how about this? $50 a week for 52 weeks is $2,600 per year. Clearly, keeping that $2,600 per year in your bank account is a way to give yourself a little more rainy day protection. Let me add something here. I don't want to imply that you shouldn't go out to dinner or lunch or buy yourself that nice cup of coffee once in a while. Just be thoughtful about how often you're doing it and how much you're spending. Building a good financial strategy has nothing to do with denying yourself the things that make life enjoyable. It's simply about balance. Another simple way to give yourself a little more rainy day protection is to keep very close track of your spending habits, particularly when it comes to subscriptions and memberships. The recurring payment trap is getting larger all the time, thanks to things like Amazon Prime, streaming music and TV, gym memberships, and much more. Much like going out to lunch, it's easy to look at Disney Plus and think the price isn't such a big deal. And on its own, it probably isn't. But toss in Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, Spotify, and a gym membership, and all of a sudden, you're talking about quite a bit of money. All told, you could well be into the thousands of bucks per year. Again, I am not suggesting you get rid of the services that bring you enjoyment. I'm merely suggesting that you get rid of all the ones that you don't use enough. After all, if you sat down with your financial services professional and said you had an extra $1,500, they'd be able to help you put it someplace that would allow it to grow. Relying too much on credit cards is something else that can really affect your ability to give your finances some rainy day protection. Credit cards are an important tool for many Americans because they actually make it easier for you to pay things like groceries, gas, and other essentials. But you have to be smart with them. When discussing credit cards with my clients, I urge them to pay off their credit card balances at the end of each month. That way, you can take advantage of rewards without getting hit with interest that builds and grows. Also, it's important to be cautious about using them. This is why an emergency fund is important. Let's say the fridge conks out a week before Thanksgiving. When you are looking to host 20 family members, you obviously have to replace it. But using cash from your emergency fund rather than putting it on plastic means you aren't paying for a fridge and interest. Opening your financial strategy umbrella is so you don't get drenched by interest is some seriously good rainy day protection. If you have questions about rainy day protection, visit my website at mainstreamfg.com or call my office at 888-324-0589 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Plan well and retire at peace. And until next week, this is Gerald G. Ginwright.
Thank you for listening to Retire at Peace. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Gerald G. Ginwright at Mainstream Financial Group. Call 205-324-0589 or visit him online at retireatpeacepodcast.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.